following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Stop into Lowe's today and take advantage of great savings for your home, like 10% off major appliances $299 or more. And you can power through March with DeWalt Days at Lowe's, where you'll find great values on your favorite DeWalt tools, like an 18-volt drill for just $99. That's a savings of $90. Plus, you can pick up a DeWalt 18-volt cordless compact drill kit for only $199. That's a $50 savings. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through March 19th. See store for details.
Yo, what's up? Right Brand Bacon here. I'm the bigger, better bacon. Bacon that makes a bold statement. We're talking major slices of thick, meaty bacon. I'm so big you could serve me to the presidents on Mount Rushmore. When I'm on the grill sizzling, I smell so incredible, it attracts guys faster than a half-price bikini car wash. I'm so tender.
Right
so
Brand delicious. Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone, from Cunningham's Journal on the Loft, the Doug and Danny Show, back with you for a second day and the second day of the NCAA tournament here on ESPN Radio. And, you know, I thought I had a good day in the brackets, Daddy. Apparently, not so much.
I'm still beating you.
I went 11-5 yesterday, and that was with VCU picking up a win. But I missed out on a couple of other ones, that Colorado-UNLV game. Who knew?
Right.
Who knew? So that was one of the upsets that you don't have. And I think most people like that around all tournament brackets. Yeah, I got one of my upsets, but two or three others didn't come through. To pick an upset is great, but the odds are you're probably not going to pick one of the other upsets in the tournament. And there were so few yesterday. We have one person out of 475 with a perfect bracket here through 16 games.
Well, obviously, you know, that's going to change. The madness was not all that mad yesterday, and I think that was disappointing to a lot of people. Not a lot of great games down the stretch. One game that was great down the stretch was Syracuse and Asheville, one against the 16. But other than that, during the day, Doug, it took till the night when your Virginia Commonwealth pick came through over Wichita State. I don't understand how I watched Baylor play. I watched 6'10" people shoot the basketball. I don't understand if they're taught, just throw it up there, get it above the rim, and it might go in. it just looks like blind. I can shoot the basketball from 4 foot better than those guys. And I don't understand that. We watched a guy from Wichita State, 7 foot. The guy's trying to get out of his way. He didn't get the ball above the rim last night down the stretch. You watch Almeida, you watch Diaz, and you're thinking, how can they have that lack of touch close to the hoop? But it's not just those guys. It's guys at programs that are in the NCAA tournament. I don't understand that part of basketball.
Well, there were some interesting games yesterday, and I think the one that everybody's talking about, and it's what detracts from all sports when the favorite gets the calls against the underdog, and then when you find out that the calls were incredibly wrong. Syracuse and UNC Asheville, again, Daddy, we've said it before, if that crew gets another game in the NCAA tournament, it takes away all credibility from the NCAA. You can't blow that call. How do three guys, and multiple calls, going into the lane, going and get the rebound off the missed free throw, which then was wrong. They made the wrong call. When you make the wrong call.
Was the lane call wrong?
Yes, it was wrong. Once the ball leaves the hand, he can go in there. Lane call, Lane call, it's been explained two different ways. Lane call was wrong. Again, something had to happen earlier in the game to alert the official to that. Because who would be paying attention to that obscure rule? I'll guarantee you that official hasn't made that call all year and maybe not more than once in his career. But that's that. They even overcome that. After falling down eight, they cut it to three. They forced the turnover on the inbounds, which wasn't even close. And you blow that call. In that situation, what else are you looking for? Turnover and foul as an official. You've done thousands of games. You know what the situation is, and none of you can get it right. None of you get together and discuss it. It just stinks. It just stinks. It smells rotten. If you think there's a fix in, that's why you think it is, and there's not. But, I mean, you can't miss that call. Sorry, you missed the most obvious call of day one you don't get to advance on.
No, I think that's a logical choice.
Have fun reffing the NIT next week.
No, it's not even an NIT.
CBI?
You're done.
No, you got to make them do like the CIT or CBI.
No, you know, no, you don't. You had a great season. Let's try again next year if you want to, and we'll sign you to some Division III in NAIA games or something.
It's just, I mean, not so at this bad. Level.
When the ball went off his hands, if you want to call a foul, that's fine. I thought a foul should have been called there. But in that situation, it's not either got a foul or it's Asheville's ball, period. I mean, it's one of those
and
two
I don't
things.
Think there was a foul. You had the Asheville kid in front and the Syracuse kid running back from half court to come get the ball.
Well,
the Syracuse kid ran into the Asheville kid.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. It's not even clear. It's either a foul on the Asheville kid for making contact, coming, you know, he was out of position. The Syracuse kid had the better position there. And then, that's one thing. I mean, it's either a foul on Asheville or it's Syracuse or it's Asheville.
It's not
ball.
A foul. The ball was out of bounds.
That's fine. And it went out not only one, but two of the Syracuse's hands. When the Asheville kid's hands weren't within 18 inches of the ball.
Dig and Daddy Show live at Cunningham's. Come in. Great drink specials and the courtyard open. Television's on everywhere. Watch every game up to the moment and enjoy lunch today. Great lunch specials going on here today. We're going to tell you about it a little bit. Adam Wilcox, goalie for the Tri-City Storm, is going to join us later on in the show. They have their final big homestand. They've got five home games left. The next four are at home tonight and tomorrow against Fargo at the Viero Events Center. You can hear them on Classic Hits 98.9. Pregame at 6:45. Face-off at 7:05. They're home for St. Patrick's Day. Dollar beers tomorrow night. They're going to have a fun time, and they need some wins to get into the playoffs. Get a little something going here the next two weekends. Going to be very huge for the Tri-City Storm. UNK football coach Daryl Morris is going to join us here in just a few minutes. They are now on to their spring break, just like the Huskers. They've been able to get a few more practices in, though, and had a little light scrimmage this morning in that fog. What was that? Of course, you weren't up, but it was pretty foggy this morning, Daddy.
Yeah, and from what I understand from a couple of the players I talked to, they said they couldn't – the film, you can't see the film in the second half. It was that dense of fog down the field, and it was one of those things. But a lot of things going on, not just the basketball, like you said, spring football wrapping up for everybody to take a little bit of a break. And Mike from Cunningham's is just going to sit down with us and put the headset on.
I know there's a few people that are going to be in the fog tonight, tomorrow, and it's going to be because they're having a good time here at Cunningham's, enjoying the NCAA basketball tournament, enjoying St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. Heck, there'll be people in here watching NCAA men and the Husker women on Sunday night. So, Mike, fun times yesterday. Wasn't crazy games, but it was pretty fun.
It was a pretty good time. You guys made it quite the atmosphere, and I wish there was a little bit better basketball, but hey, what can you do?
You can only make up for it with the great specials you have. It doesn't matter what the basketball's doing, folks.
Yeah, we got lots of good specials on that beer, you know. So we switched it over to green today, so we're ready for the weekend, little spring break party, nice weather.
Tomorrow,
come out.
Tomorrow, little O'Malley specials going on. We talked about the brats you've got soaked in the Guinness tomorrow. You can always get the Guinness burger here. The great menu you wrapped up last week is a new menu as of last week.
We rolled that last week, and of course that Guinness burger, one of our specials, is a feature item. Marinated, a little bit of bacon in there. It's a good time. Good burger.
You guys will put bacon on anything here, right?
Well, bacon makes everything better.
There's no doubt. It's
double the bacon.
Yesterday we had some bacon-wrapped steak, bacon-wrapped shrimp. The trio skewers, incredible. Can't wait to taste the beer-battered brats and the mashed potatoes.
That's right.
Got that going on.
Hangers and mash, one of our specials tomorrow. So we got bright and early St. Patty's Day morning, about 7 a.m. We got St. Jude breakfast, and then roll out all the Irish food and regular food in the afternoon.
How about maybe the basketball is really not your deal, but you enjoy the courtyard? You can get out there. You got some music for them?
You know, start tonight. We're doing a little bit of a special thing with this 80-degree weather in March. We're going to go ahead and open it up. We've got a band playing from about 5 to 8 outside, going inside. Same thing tomorrow. We got the Irish music playing outside tomorrow. So you might as well just come out and make a weekend of it, right?
There you go.
Folks,
watching basketball, you know, good music.
Slide on in here for lunch today. Check out the basketball. Then come in for happy hour. Slide out of work early. Don't even go to work. What the hell? Yeah. God gave us days like this to take days off. That's what there is, folks.
Sounds about like Tony's schedule.
There you go. That's nothing wrong with that, with 80-degree weather.
Hey, you know, some of us got to do it. Nah, I'll put you up for that.
There you go.
Mike from Cunningham's. Hey, we'll talk to you a little bit later. Go get back to work. Come on down, folks. We are at Cunningham's Journal of the Loft with great specials, great food specials, drink specials throughout the NCAA tournament. And check your brackets, the $50,000 Cunningham's H&H Distributing Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge, Brett Bobo. You know, I don't know if these are real names, if these are, you know, made-up names. You can go to the website, folks, and check it all out. You can see what everybody has, who they had win and lose last round, who they've got going to the Elite Eight. Brett Bobo is the only person that went 16 for 16 yesterday, which is a great start to getting $50,000. But in his Elite Eight, he does have Iowa State and Creighton.
Well, it'll either be his 50,000 or he'll be on the way outside looking in at the leaderboard.
And one thing, and I mentioned this yesterday, not as many crazy, you don't have people taking Harvard in the Final Four and things like that. When you can only do one entry, 475 pretty serious entries there. But one person has 16, and then we have got seven people that got 15. A bunch more are tied for ninth with 14, and I'm got 11, and that's back there.
And where am I at?
I don't take care of you. Boone MC got 7 and is in last place. And our buddy Brett Benfield got 9, so he's next to last.
Brett, come on, buddy. Come on, you're so much better than that.
Well, he was typing them in with one arm, and he lost what was going on there. Folks, come on down. Join us at Cunningham's. We'd be glad to have you. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to be talking with UNK football coach Daryl Morris, and we just can't wait to find out what's been going on spring football there. We had mentioned earlier in the week we had Jordan Hooper for the Huskers was going to join us. Their schedule has changed. That's going to be unavailable. If they beat Kansas Monday, we're pretty sure that we will be able to have somebody either on Monday or Tuesday's Doug and Daddy Show from the Husker women, as they would then move on to the round of 32. So just passing that along. Folks, the Golden Spike Youth Recreational Soccer Tournament is in Council Bluffs May 11th through the 13th. Sign up by April 25th, which is giving you plenty of time. But if you want to get a little $50 Visa gift card, sign up by March the 22nd, and the coaches will receive a $50 Visa gift card. There are award-winning fields. There's age groups for everybody, under 6, under 8, under 10, under 12, under 14, and there's plenty of other planned activities on the grounds as well as nearby downtown and the Union Pacific Museum's new high-tech exhibit will be open that weekend as well. So get signed up. You're a soccer person. You'll want to be at the Golden Spike Youth Recreational Soccer Tournament May 11th through the 13th in Council Bluffs. Registration and accommodation information is all set for you. Just log on to cbysa.org, cbysa.org. And we're back with more at Cunningham's on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you oil. No, we work to bring you deals. Like a Pennzoil conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, come to Advance Auto Parts now and register to win free gas for one whole year. Repeat after me. Free gas for a year. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com/Pennzoil for program rules and to enter.
Do you like money? Stop by Kearney Yamaha today for the March into Savings Sale. For a limited time only, save 10% off any oil change in the service department and get a free safety inspection. Save 30% off luggage. Buy helmets for just $30 and get Tech Sport jackets for just $129. Don't have a machine? With over 150 pre-owned machines and all the new models to choose from, you'll find your dream ATV, UTV, or bike. And when you buy your machine from Kearney Yamaha, you get a chance to earn $200 in gift cards playing ladder ball. The March into Savings Sale, going on now at Kearney Yamaha. Or Facebook fans win prizes.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Your home for the 2012 NCAA tournament is the Westwood One Tile Global Radio Network.
Rebound kicked out. It's Jeremy Lamb who's got it with 5 seconds. UConn's celebration begins. UConn and the Huskies are the national champions.
Who will this year's champion? Tune in here to find out.
Catch all the action on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're going to talk with Daryl Morris in just a moment, live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, which is at Cunningham's today, just like it was yesterday, getting ready for Cincinnati and Texas, the first game to tip off today here in the second day of the NCAA tournament.
Douglas, they've been doing it since 1955, and they continue to do it and do it well. That's your local T&L Pivot dealer. Tired of those failed gearboxes and micro switches? They go out when you least expect it. That's when it's the hottest out and your corn needs the water. That slows you down. That slows everything down on the farm. Experience a T&L difference. Hydrostatically powered, designed safe and proven. Eliminates the hassles. Decades of dependability. Add to your farming operation. Call your local T&L dealer today or TL Irrigation Company. Get on the internet. Check them out.
TLLIR.com. TLIR.com. T&L Irrigation. About the only place that Peyton Manning hasn't been talked about going is the UNK football team, although they could use a quarterback replacing Jake Spitzelberger, but heavy and hot that he might be going to Denver again here, Daddy.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. John Elway and John Fox are going to work him out now. That was the breaking news as of about 20 minutes before the show started. So does Denver have a leg up on Tennessee after the Tennessee owner Adams comes out and says, hey, I might make him a front office position, and which is legal, and you can do that. And
that's kind of the contract Daryl Morris has for life.
Yeah, there
at
you
UNK.
Go.
It's up to him. You know, he
Man,
wants to
I'd
coach.
Like to see that contract.
Pays about the same.
Yeah.
Well, the basketball team's playing Division I Florida. What do you guys got worked out for in a spring game?
We're going to go watch the basketball team play.
Daryl Morris, UNK head football coach, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Like most programs, going through spring workouts. You got a few more in. You went through a little scrimmage this morning. The weather conditions with the fog might have made it a little tougher than you would have wanted. Bo's pleased through three. You've had twice that. Where's your team at?
Well, you know, we're a young football team offensively. The quarterback position after having a four-year start is way up in the air. We're not performing real well right now offensively because of our quarterbacks are not masters of our offense. So little concerned about that. Sam Hutzel, a young man we brought out of California Junior College, is still nursing a broken hand and hasn't really been in live contact yet. He's throwing skelly and going through some drills like that. He looks like what we thought he might be, so we're going to have to wait and see how his hand is healed after spring break and see if he's actually going to be able to do any live action. If not, I would say our quarterback position won't be decided until well into two-a-days.
Daryl, the offensive line this morning, I heard you had a rough couple moments with them, but only eight guys out there in their defense a little bit.
Yeah, we're a little bit shorthanded. We got one on the shelf, and so we don't have two full groups going right now, so the right tackle spot is kind of by committee a little bit. But you know, some of it is just the inexperience that we have in the backfield and at the quarterback position. I mean, a good back can make you look pretty good, and a good quarterback that understands your offense can make you look pretty good. So some of that all is going to kind of come into play there a little bit. But, you know, I want our guys to be competitive. I want them to play big, play fast, and we're not doing that right now. So good thing about it is we ain't playing anybody this week. So
well, it's been a mainstay on the offensive side. You've had Spitz, you've had Rustin, you've had Brendan Lee. So those have been mainstays that people just relate to those names. Now it looks like a couple of smaller backs in Rush and Trinidad are going to have to do it for you at the running back position. Or I guess those would be the leaders in fans' minds.
Coming out of the scrimmage today, it would be Rush and Trinidad and then be Shad Bride, so.
Who proved he could do it.
Yeah, he proved he could do it. So, I mean, but they are smaller backs, and there's a little concern about how durable they might be, and also blocking the big old defensive end a couple times a game. So we're just going to have to continue to get better and find the guys that understand what we're doing and can get the job done.
UNK football coach Daryl Morris with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday. You've said you don't want to play freshman and you want to redshirt him, but in the past at a couple positions and at running back, you have had to go find a freshman. There might be a freshman that's not even here at UNK until this fall. You got anybody else that's coming in that might come into the fray at running back or any other position line?
I mean, we do have a young man coming out of California here after we get back from spring break, a wide receiver, a vertical threat type guy out of College of the Canyons. Chris Rivas is his name. Hopefully he'll be able to apply that type of threat to our offense for us. We're dealing on a offensive lineman out of a SEC school that Coach Siegel is familiar with, our new offensive coordinator, so we're working on that. Excuse me. So, you know, we're still looking for that vertical threat wideout, still need an offensive tackle, probably need a corner or two. But you got to wait until close to May when a lot of those kids find out they're not going to be Division I eligible and they go looking for Division II spots.
You threw the name Andy Siegel out. I don't think we've had you on the program since the hire has been made. New offensive coordinator. You're trying to get a new quarterback in there. The lingo's a little bit different. So this spring is a lot different than last spring. Talk about some of the complications trying to get through that.
Well, it is. It's a lot different. I mean, we've not been through a situation like that for quite some time. Russ Martin was here for 8 years, and we just had the consistency and the continuity from that position. Andy's going to be a great coach for us, but he's still trying to learn our personnel. He's still trying to learn our terminology. Conceptually, he has an understanding of what we do offensively. But you still got to be able to talk to our kids in the language that we use at UNK. So that's always the biggest hurdle for players or coaches at any level, is terminology. I mean, that's why if you've ever heard an NFL coach actually call a play, they're a paragraph long because they tell everybody what to do so that a guy that gets cut by the Eagles on Wednesday can start for the Titans on Sunday because the play is going to tell them exactly what to do. We're not that verbal in college, so it takes a little bit of time to learn the concepts.
What was the relationship? It seems like the coaching tree always has a relationship somewhere to plug a guy or to know a guy. Andy Siegel was known by who?
Well, Coach Crocker, our defensive coordinator, knew of Andy a little bit, but Andy's also the guy that hooked us up with Sam Hutzel and told us that we ought to take a look at him on film. I talked to Art Briles about Andy. I talked to Flodoro at UNC. I mean, there was a lot of guys that were very, very high on his ability to recruit and run the offense. So, you know, hopefully as he gets familiar with us and what we're doing and how we're doing it, he'll work out really, really well for us.
You're on break now for a week, just like a lot of the other teams in the area across the nation. What goes on for this week for you, and then what do you do when you get back?
Well, we've completed 6 practices, so I'm very happy with where we are in spring ball. We've got basically 3 weeks when we get back to practice 8 times, so I feel pretty good about being able to dodge bad weather and not have to practice on bad weather days, so that'll work out really well. But we still have to solidify some things offensively. We're still looking at some different positions on defense. So as we come out of spring ball, you know, we do need to feel good about where we are in our development. The younger kids that redshirted last year and where they are and what their role is going to be. for us. And then obviously, you know, we just need to get comfortable with Coach Siegel, and he needs to get comfortable with us. And as we go on to two-a-days in August, we just need to be able to start to put the pedal to the metal and really get ready to play a good football team in Washburn.
Daryl, you got a couple redshirt names that have stepped up, and you like where they're at?
I think Ricky Minyard, you know, we've kind of moved him into the inside linebacker spot. I think Ricky Minyard's going to be a good football player. Greg Sherwood's another outside linebacker type guy that really showed a lot when he was a redshirt for us, so I think that looks good for us. Jake Spees is a young man out of Mullen, Nebraska, big old 6'7" offensive tackle who was came into camp with a labrum surgery and really didn't get to do a whole lot, but I'm pleased with his early development so far and his effort and his attention and what he's trying to do.
We saw him against Loomis in the playoffs game.
Big old kid.
He knows how to work on the sweep.
He does know how to work on the sweep, and I tell you what, I can show you some film of the kid bulldogging a cow off a horse too, so that's a the horse was glad to get him off
yeah,
the back.
Say,
the horse
cow.
Was the horse was glad. The cow was sad.
The horse was bow-legged by the time that kid got off. But we've got some kids that were young players for us last year. But those two guys on defense, I think, are going to be good players as they go through their careers.
The fundraising, you've been relatively pleased with it. I think there was a plan in place as we go into the MIAA. Your thoughts?
As a matter of fact, we do have the third annual Loper Football Backers auction and live auction and dinner on May 1st. And
April Fool, Daddy.
Oh, brother, I got you. You're
already had it wrote down. I'll cross it off.
So, you know, that's a big fundraiser event for us, and that's going to be coming up, and we're working on that. And I am pleased with what the school is trying to do and what the UN Foundation is trying to do. Everybody is on the same page. I mean, we're going to go into our first year in the MIAA with about 24 scholarships, and we're going to be about 10, 12 behind most of them, and that's going to make it kind of tough on us. The big deal in the MIAA is going to be attrition, our ability to stay healthy. And when we do get banged up, what goes in next is going to be important.
Just another minute here with UNK football coach Daryl Morris. A couple things outside of practice. One, this year we're talking MIAA. Last year we were talking about the dissolvement of UNO. How is that a year deep now? There's no more kids to decide where they want to go. But when you're going to recruiting and not going against UNO, who else is in the fray now?
Well, you know, I talked to Pat Burns about that, and he was actually correct. I thought, okay, we can come into Omaha and fill that void. Well, about 10 schools thought they could come into Omaha and fill that void. So Omaha is still an overly recruited city for the amount of talent that's actually in there and the number of schools that actually, I mean, Iowa sits right there, Missouri sits right there, Nebraska, North Dakota's right there. So you got a lot of schools from all those states that are coming in the Omaha area trying to find those guys. So, it's a heavily recruited school. It gets quite competitive. But because a Nebraska kid does not have the option of going to UNO and playing football, he does now look west a little bit more than what they may have in the past. We recruited Omaha harder. We had four guys in that city rather than just myself. We were on the right guys. We didn't get them all. Some of them went to North Dakota. Some of them went to Northwest Missouri, that kind of thing. But I think it'll pay off in the long run.
Daryl, of all your years of coaching, you ever had weather like this for spring football?
Absolutely not. I mean, we've been snowed out the first couple of weeks before in spring ball. So the weather has been absolutely phenomenal. Now, we did finish up in some thick fog this morning. And as I was watching film, we didn't even watch the last 8 plays of the scrimmage because you couldn't see who was who. So, but the weather's been phenomenal so far. I'm very pleased with that.
And Mason Brodean gets offered a contract by the Raiders. Have you had a chance to text or talk to him?
I talked to Mason a little bit. He's been in town here for a little while and back and forth, and he's excited about that. He has spoken to their new head coach, and I think it's quite a – I think it gives him a lot of hope for his situation with the Raiders, the fact that they have offered him a contract. And so I think he's going into camp. There's some older guys on that defensive line for the Raiders, and there's a couple of them that I think would like to retire. So I think he's sitting pretty good with those guys.
Well, we wish Mason the best.
He's the best young man you'll ever meet.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get to start enjoying a little bit of your spring break, which I know is still full of work, but enjoy the day, and we'll talk to you again when spring ball wraps up.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Daryl Morris, head football coach of the UNK Lopers. They're 6-0 with 9 to go. We're here at Cunningham's. NCAA basketball is underway. Cincinnati has taken on Texas. That score is 11-2 Cincinnati early on in that ball game. In fact, they've got 13 minutes to go. Just getting ready to tip off NC State and San Diego State. Then Alabama and Creighton at 12:40.
Well, here's two of my upsets on the day. I got Texas and NC State going, so we'll see if one of those can come through. 13-2, great opening score there for me.
We'll take a break and talk about some of the other things that we saw in the NCAA tournament yesterday. Love to get your emails, folks. Please fire them off to us here, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our guests like Daryl Morris and Adam Wilcox of the Storm, who's going to join us here in just a little bit, brought to you by BK, two Burger Kings in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. And we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Cunningham's, where the NCAA basketball tournament day number 2 is underway here on ESPN Radio.
Say soccer. Hey coaches, the Golden Spike Soccer Tournament in Council Bluffs promises to be a great experience with new, beautiful fields for youth recreational soccer. Plenty of planned activities both on the grounds and nearby downtown. Plus, it's May 11th through the 13th, the same weekend the Union Pacific National Railroad Museum is opening a brand new exhibit. Sign up 2 teams by March 22nd and get a $50 Visa gift card. To register, go online at cbysa.org.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you oil. No, we work to bring you deals. Like a Pennzoil conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, come to Advance Auto Parts now and register to win free gas for one whole year. Repeat after me. Free gas for a year. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com/Pennzoil for program rules and to enter.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home, Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Some patchy fog lingers in spots early on today. Otherwise, we'll see some sunshine develop with a high in the low 80s. South winds will also develop to around 10 to 20 miles per hour by this afternoon. We'll then head back to 48 tonight. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 63.
Doug and Danny show back here at Cunningham's Journal. Our continuing coverage of the $50,000 Cunningham's H&H Distributing Doug and Danny Bracket Challenge. Spring break in the courtyard this weekend as well, folks, from 5 to 8 tonight. They've got music and all day tomorrow with Miles from Dublin and the traditional Irish music in the courtyard tomorrow afternoon and evening. Green beer, green shots, good times. It's all right here, and Soka Jukebox is going to be inside both nights when the NCAA tournament wraps up. Little steel drums. Oh, love those, Daddy.
That's what
Just what you like, where you're down in the Caribbean and when you go on all your worldwide adventures.
I play the steel drums. I'm very good at them, very talented.
NCAA tournament, only one game going on right now, and it's not a good one, at least early. Cincinnati 13, Texas 2, 11 minutes to go in the first half. A couple of surprises yesterday, Daddy. One was the domination by Iowa State.
Well, yeah, from start to finish, and that was one that, you know, we kind of picked out. And I said I liked Iowa State. They got Final Four experience with a guy that transferred from Michigan State. Connecticut's a team that really all year long there's dysfunction. Even, you know, Jim Calhoun's been a mainstay of that program. He was gone part of the time. They never looked good in that game. Iowa State just took it over and actually played really good basketball. And now we'll see if they can step up and slay a giant who also looked very, very talented in Kentucky. I don't know how good the competition was, but that was basically an ass-kicking.
Yeah, they jumped,
for lack of a better word.
They jumped out 10-0. Western Kentucky scored 12 in a row. Then they went on a big run. Folks, it was 80-50, and it ended up 81-66. So Western Kentucky, right, against the everybody that could get in, went on a 16-1 run over the last couple minutes to make it look respectable. You know, and so there you go with that.
Another one that stood out to me, Long Beach State versus New Mexico. Long Beach State comes and takes the lead 61-60, and it looks like, you know, here come the 49ers or dirtbags for the baseball program, and all of a sudden they just answer back. Why are they the 49ers? I don't understand that in basketball and the dirtbags in baseball, but that's a conversation for another day. They come back, they take the lead. They actually come back and take the lead 66-65, and then New Mexico.
They took terrible shot after terrible shot after. Long Beach State did what most underdog teams do. They're there. And then all of a sudden, they quit running an offense. They go one-on-one. They throw up terrible shots. They drive. There's two guys on them. They take step-back 28-foot three-pointers, and that's what Long Beach State did, and it cost them the basketball game.
You know, and I think Colorado State, a lot of people watched that first game yesterday. They thought Colorado State was in it for a long time, but then the talent disparity took over. And, you know, we said, I said yesterday, Colorado State for mid-majors would be in the lower end of the mid-major deal. And, you know, they showed up and proved that. You know, people say, well, you got the four kids from Nebraska. Well, could they play and contribute? Would they have made Nebraska noticeably better? I think after yesterday you'd have to say no, they wouldn't have.
Four games going on in Omaha today starting at 1:10. Which one, if you could only watch one, which one do you want? Florida, Virginia, Missouri, Norfolk State, St. Mary's, Purdue, Kansas, Detroit.
Well, you say, which one do you want to watch? You want to watch the star power, either Missouri or Kansas, but which one do I think is going to be the best game? It's going to be that Purdue game, I think. Should be an exciting basketball game. The other one should be well decided early. I mean, they're just an overmatched team.
You can't tell, as they talked about earlier this morning on Mike and Mike, Jay Billis and some of the teams out there, you can look incredible in round one and be out in round two. You can be like Syracuse and look terrible in round one and be playing in the Final Four. The Florida-Virginia matchup, because I don't think Missouri makes the Final Four, is one I'm intrigued about. Will they show anything that would give Missouri a run in the second round? Florida-Virginia, first game up today.
You know, I think if you're looking for one of those teams, Doug, to do something, Florida's a team because they've been so deep in the tournament. The coach has been so deep. I think he knows what buttons to push. That being said, I think, did you take Virginia in that one?
Yes, I did. I took Virginia, and it sounds like Florida is the team maybe you guys should have here. Anything else that intrigues you today, Daddy? Notre Dame, Xavier, that is a game that I am interested in that game today as well.
Well, I'm looking at Ohio, Michigan for the simple fact that John Groh seems, the names keeps popping up for the Nebraska job. I think, of course, Noah Keller, who's in town right now getting ready for the NFL draft, cheering for his Bobcats, and I think that'll be an interesting game for the
Jay Christensen was cheering for his South Dakota State Jackrabbits last night too, who was pretty competitive with Baylor that you touched on. Maybe the biggest surprise, Gonzaga just trashing Bob Huggins in West Virginia. I know I took West Virginia, but you know, when Huggy time goes down and goes down hard, you have to have a little bit of joy in your heart.
Yeah, you know, he's one of those coaches. He's a villain coach, you know, got the, I guess, the suspect characters at Cincinnati, suspect characters probably at West Virginia. You know, maybe always doesn't do things on the up and up, and it's a whatever. I mean, he's one of those guys that people cheer against. And you got to see John Stockton in the stands watching his son play. Son airballed one last night, something you won't see very often, I think, from him or his son. So, but, yeah, that was a punch right in the face. And like I said, the madness wasn't all that mad yesterday, the one game, you know, Wichita State, VCU. You look at VCU, Doug, I know you picked them, and I know that, you know, that was one of your teams, and I kind of looked up, and it was interesting looking up their schedule. You know, early this year they lost at Seton Hall, at Georgia Tech, and at Alabama. Then they won a bunch of games. Georgia State at home, they lost by 2 points. Okay, I'm just going down their losses. Then they had a two-game losing streak. It was Georgia State at Drexel, back-to-back. They lost those games by 2 and by 6 points. Then at George Mason, 1-point loss. You know, they've reeled off a bunch of wins. You know, if you look at that, you're thinking, well, that team, pretty capable team of winning. Virginia Commonwealth, much like Butler last year, like you said, I'm picking them in that same mold as Butler to make the run. They become the pest for me. They, you know, they continue along, and you want to smack that fly, but he keeps hanging around.
Cincinnati 16, Texas 2, 8:40 to go in the first half. That is worse than what Colorado State did yesterday in the second half. Texas, is Barnes on the line?
You would
think
so.
The program is regressing.
Well, you think so, but you think Mac Brown's ass would have been fired long ago.
Doug and Daddy Show live here from Cunningham's, and we're about ready to talk with Adam Wilcox, the goalie for the Tri-City Storm. Their games are at home tonight and tomorrow. But, Daddy, we also want to remind folks, it is the Lent season. We talk about all the great food, and the Journal Bites are on special today. They do have fish items on the menu, so don't let that deter you from coming down and enjoying lunch at Cunningham's today. And if you're into grilling out, they've got that for you as well with Carrie and the gang at Troutman's.
Yeah, fresh brats for all the weekend's games. Weather's great for grilling. Get out and enjoy it. Try the Reuben brat. If you'd rather have steak, they've got the New York strips on sale, $11.99 a pound right now. Troutman's quality meat, a grill's best friend. You know what? Got people coming into town for St. Patrick or for St. Patty's Day. That's fine. They've got all the fixings for you. You need a prime rib cut in half, boom. They'll cut it to your specifications. You want your steaks cut a different way, they'll do it for you. There's always a friendly face behind the counter. Carrie's waiting for you. The gang's waiting for you. Troutman's quality meats. T-Bone's waiting for you out front.
The Tri-City Storm begin a four-game homestand tonight. Fargo comes in. That's a good thing about playing the Force. You go there, they come here. You're playing back-to-back nights for the most part, and it's a key stretch because it's really the last stretch. There's only 5 home games left in the regular season, Daddy, and 4 in a row here for the Storm, who still need some wins to make it into the playoffs after digging themselves a hole the first third of the season.
Well, somebody that's got to stop all the shots. Adam Wilcox, goaltender for the Tri-City Storm, steps in with us here this morning. Good to have you with us, Adam. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, you got to be looking forward to this big 4-game homestand coming up, but it's been kind of a normal after the start. We've talked with coach and assistant coach and other players about after the start. If you could throw that first third out, this team would be in really good shape. Yeah, you've had some winning streaks, you've had some losing streaks, but how do you think the team is playing right now as you head into the home stretch?
Oh, I think they're playing great. We're, we're getting a lot of goals. We're beating teams by 3-4 goals sometimes. So I think without that first third, we're 500 or even above 500 team, which is huge for us.
Adam, you obviously scoring goals lets you relax a little bit and let the game come to you. Is it big for us to get on top early, 1-2-0?
Yeah. It's we need to get on top early because it's been a trend this year that when we get down, it seems like a mountain to climb back up. So especially against good teams like Fargo, we got to get that first goal right away.
One of the reasons this team started to make a turnaround was the acquisition of you, bringing you in from Green Bay. What's it been like when the season starts and fairly quickly you have to find a new location? What was that like for you?
Oh, it was a new thing. I never really had to get traded before, but I mean, I was excited. I wasn't mad leaving there. I was excited to get to a new team, and I wanted the chance to be a starter somewhere. So when I came in here, I wanted to get wins and hopefully get the chance to start. So and the team played great ever since I've been here. Obviously, we had our ups and downs, but overall, it was a good experience.
What was it like when you got here? Because Phoenix was already here, then was traded away after that. What was that like coming in, knowing that you were going to be a battle between you two and probably had to earn your ice time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty used to it. I mean, every year since start of high school, I pretty much had to battle out with someone. I think it helps. It definitely helps because if you don't get those wins, you know you're not going to play. So it's always nice to have someone to compete with, and he was a good goalie. So coming in here and getting wins was huge right away. So, but he's a good goalie, and it was definitely a battle.
Adam Wilcox joins us out of St. Paul, Minnesota, South St. Paul High School. Is South St. Paul North High School like North, like a lot of white people? It's not like the South Side's like a tough place. I mean, I'm looking at St. Paul going, well, North, East, and West, probably yeah. A whole bunch of white people. It's probably about the same.
Yeah, it's not in St. Paul. It's like right, it's a little suburb out of it, but it isn't too rough. I like to tell people it's rough to make me sound tough.
Well, now from what I understand, Adam, you're not just a hockey player. You're well-rounded athlete. Football was a big part of your background. You were a pretty decent little football player in your day, and was even considering that, kind of hung around to play some football. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was. I started when I was about six. My dad was a college football player, so he always wanted me to play. And I started off playing in-house, and then we got to high school. I didn't know what position I was going to play. My friends like, go play quarterback, because I played that a little bit in middle school, and I kind of wanted to play defense so I could hit people, but I was thrown in a QB, and then that stuck. So and it was fun for me because we ran the option, so I got to keep the ball a lot, and definitely try to get as much as I could.
Yeah, didn't avoid contact, right into it, huh?
Yeah, right into it.
Now, from what I heard, Daddy, I mean, it was like 2,000 yards rushing and like 300 yards passing. I mean, this was a rushing offense. I mean, he can relate to what we got going on here at Nebraska.
Yeah, definitely had about four or five times more yards and touchdowns rushing than passing. So we were definitely a rushing team. Even now, last year and the year before, they went undefeated both seasons, and they had probably like four or five throwing TDs.
Are Friday nights and playing football in Minnesota a lot colder than Friday nights playing football here in Nebraska?
Definitely. Yeah, the last five games, you can't even feel your hands. It's a battle.
Well, speaking of not being able to feel your hands, your favorite place is Antarctica. Have you visited there, or you just read about it, or what?
Or did you write that down as a joke?
Just a joke. I couldn't really think of a favorite place. I guess I've never been on vacation in Hawaii or anything, so I guess I been to Antarctica.
Well, that's fair enough. Yeah. I just thought, well, maybe you researched a lot. Maybe that's where your parents spend the summers. I didn't know.
Adam Wilcox, goalie for the Tri-City Storm, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Getting back to what's going on the ice. Fargo coming in tonight and tomorrow. You've had plenty of battles with them. Tell me a little bit about their team, what the Storm has done when they've won games and what they haven't done against Fargo. What makes them so good?
Yeah, they're a good team. They definitely got a lot of skill up front. They know how to score goals, which is the biggest thing. They're pretty offensively talented, so they're going to get goals. So I think the biggest thing for us is to get that goal right away. And we've had success in scoring with them in the past. Last time we were there, we split in Fargo with a tough atmosphere, and it was a good series for us. It was a big weekend. So tonight we got to definitely come out hard and set the tone right away, because if we let them jump on us, they're going to get goals.
Down the stretch here, does the coach say we got to win X amount of games, or is it the old one game, we play this one tonight and we worry about tomorrow deal?
Yeah, it's more of one game. We don't look at it as we have to win this many games. We mostly look at the points for playoffs and see how Des Moines is, I think, 2 points out, or 1 point out of us, and Sioux City's 2 points. So we look more at the point system, just get ahead of them.
It has been a close race here over the last month, maybe 6 weeks here, and 7:05. You can hear the games tonight and tomorrow and the rest of the way out on Classic Hits 98.9. Okay, I've got to ask you, there had to be a time there where everybody wanted to be a goalie because of Jim Craig. The only reason you know Jim Craig or any hockey would, I mean, you would have had to see the movie or read about it. You guys weren't around when that happened. First time you were a goalie, I mean, that's got to be like taking batting practice. Were you ever scared being a goalie? And when did you first ever – when was the first time you were a goalie?
It was pretty hard to remember because I was 5 years old when I first started. I don't even think I had any breezers on or anything like that, so I'm sure I got hurt. But I started playing goalie because my cousin, Alex Stalock, was living at my house for summer because they were moving, and he plays in the AHL right now. He was with San Jose last year before he got injured. But he They were playing mini hockey sticks in my basement, and no one wanted to play goalie. They just wanted to shoot on me, so they threw me in net. And I, for some reason, liked it, and I asked my dad if I could play the next game for Mites, a goalie, and ever since then, it stuck.
The Mites. You know what?
I love it.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's five. And how old are you, Mite, till?
I think 3 years, so I think I was 9 when I got out of Mites.
So what's next for Adam Wilcox? You still got some time with the Storm. What's your future hold for the folks that don't know?
After this season's over, this summer, I'll be going to the University of Minnesota because I'll be attending there next year. So I'll be going there and taking classes and working out, and then next fall I'll start playing games with them.
Well, that's what it's about, advancing kids on to get an education and to be at one of the premier programs like the Minnesota Gophers.
Your brothers could have been goalies. As much stuff as you threw at them at a young age and beat them up and chucked them around, they could have been hockey
players. I was expecting, you know, Adam's not overly, unlike me, like, try and get it around.
Well, that's because they try to be in shape.
Okay.
I know Round's a shape, but they try to be in shape. Adam, coming from Green Bay to Kearney, obviously a little bit different in the culture there. What's the biggest difference about maybe the way you spend time, what you do for hobbies, what there is to do outside of hockey?
Mostly the difference is because we practice at different times. So I would sleep in a lot more at Green Bay. Now I have to get up. But other than that, it's basically the same. I golf there. I golf here. Go fishing there. Go fishing here. So I guess the only major difference is I maybe play a little bit more video games here since there's more time in the day.
Daddy, you got another golfing. You got to take him out and fish. Excuse me. You got to take him out and show him how to do it the right way.
Well, we'll try and do that. Adam, we appreciate you stopping by and giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yep, thanks. Thanks
best,
for having me.
Hey, best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That's Adam Wilcox. He's in net, big number 3-0. They won't even put him in away when they're trying to give away that car this weekend. It's going to be a very festive weekend. There's a lot going on Friday and Saturday with the Tri-City Storm. Hope you can get a chance to get out there and partake of all of it. I'm sure that it will be a raucous crowd tomorrow night for St. Patrick's Night.
Yeah, dollar beers going on St. Patrick's Day.
Is that a rumor or is that fact?
I think that's fact.
Yeah, it's fact. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with more NCAA Tournament update here from Cunningham's right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
My Savings Plan from Wells Fargo is an online tool that allows you to set a savings goal and target end date and automatically track your progress. It comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. You can get closer to your goals with automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account to your savings account and watch your savings grow. You'll be surprised how a few simple steps can yield positive results. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo to discuss how My Savings Plan can help you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
All right, fans, we've officially put football season to bed, which can only mean one thing. The madness is upon us. Oh, and spring training, and hockey's heating up, and the NBA. All right, so if it weren't for our lack of football, March would be the best time of the year, clearly as a fan, which also makes it the best time of the year to head to StubHub. And you should know this by now. StubHub is the place to get tickets for every game in every sport in every city. So head to StubHub today. Find the seats that are right for you, and let the madness begin. StubHub!
Do you like money? Stop by Kearney Yamaha today for the March into Savings Sale. For a limited time only, save 10% off any oil change in the service department and get a free safety inspection. Save 30% off luggage. Buy helmets for just $30 and get Techsport jackets for just $129. Don't have a machine? With over 150 pre-owned machines and all the new models to choose from, you'll find your dream ATV, UTV, or bike. And when you buy your machine from Kearney Yamaha, you get a chance to earn $200 in gift cards playing ladder ball. The March into Savings Sale, going on now at Kearney Yamaha. Or Facebook fans win prizes.
Just like athletics, to assure a winning combination with insurance, you need the right coverages on the right policies for the right price. Contact the Kroll Agency for protection written through the Wadena Insurance Company, a member of the IMT Group in Des Moines, Iowa. Wadena provides fast claim service, new car replacement, and identity recovery coverage built into their auto policies for no additional premium. Call the Kroll Agency, Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Kroll Agency, the IMT Group, and you, your winning combination.
You don't have to be Irish. You don't have to wear green. This St. Paddy's Day weekend, we'll all feel lucky with free fries at Burger King. That's right. You can enjoy thick-cut, crispy fries with Green Heinz absolutely free. So come to BK on March 17th and 18th and get your delicious free fries. Now that's how you really celebrate St. Paddy's Day weekend. Only at Burger King.
No purchase necessary while supplies last. One value-sized fry per customer. Not valid during breakfast hours at participating restaurants.
Spring home improvement season is here. Is it time to invest in a new roof? Maybe an energy-efficient heating and cooling system. Or perhaps this year, your deck gets a makeover. At Platte Valley State Bank, we're ready to provide you with that little help you may need with incredibly low home equity loan rates. Stop in, call, or go online at pvsb.com for more details. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, proudly born and raised in Nebraska. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to Cunningham's The Doug and Danny Show. Getting ready to wrap things up here. Sean Callahan with his Big Red Report and then in to NCAA basketball. Danny, your scores right now. Cincinnati 26, Texas 11, 3.5 to go first half. San Diego State 17, North Carolina State 14, and they've got 12 minutes to go in the first half of that contest.
Well, the action just getting started today. Cunningham's Journal, the Loft, the Courtyard is the place to be.
It's all open. Live music, great food.
Who's this crew? The Dubliner guys are going to be playing the Irish music starting tomorrow, tonight, actually.
Miles from Dublin.
There you go.
They're going to be rolling in. Don't forget, get going bright and early tomorrow morning with the breakfast at 7 a.m., which sponsors St. Jude. What a great organization, St. Jude's, tomorrow morning starting at 7 a.m. And, of course, watch all the madness on all of their big screens, television everywhere. You know, I have to say one thing. There's only two games on TV right now, and so TBS is up, and they have Family Guy on, and that makes me almost as happy.
You're a big, big fan of Family Guy.
Love the Family Guy. The not top 10 this week. The caddy thought he won the car. Why would you have a car on a hole-in-one hole that wasn't the hole-in-one hole?
No, I had no idea. That was not pleasant.
Was it Nick Watney? He tells his caddy that, hey, if I make a hole-in-one here, you can have this car. He makes a hole-in-one, and then they find out that's not the car hole. Are you kidding me? Somebody step up and give the caddy the car. They take care of you. You see, at Midway. I think that's tonight that the Midway folks out at the Tri-City Storm game have a chance to give away a vehicle. That's one of the great things that happened last year. There was a technicality, and you know what they did? Ryan and Andy and the crew there, they said, technicality, my butt. We're taking care of our customers just like we do 365 and this year, 366 days a year. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac celebrating their 25th anniversary and celebrating that they're the number one volume Chevy dealer in central Nebraska. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the number one volume dealer in the Midwest. Plus, you have voted them the number one auto dealership in the area in the Reader's Choice Awards, sponsored by the Kearney Hub. They take care of you at the Midway Auto Dealership. With your running around and everything that you're doing this weekend, you can stop by or you can get online and check them out at thinkmidway.com. Daddy, we haven't even really had a whole lot of chance to talk about what else is going on in the world of sports. Big weekend in Hastings with Whoopers and Hoopers all rolling in. Those tournament games begin tonight. Three-point slam dunk contest tomorrow at Lynn Farrell Arena. The championship games on Sunday. Always a ton of exciting talent there. And if you're coming in, don't forget NCAA tournament games throughout the weekend here on ESPN Radio.
Well, yeah, they're here and here at Cunningham's, they've got them on the TV. All the action we've seen right here, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft.
Well, of course, if you're in Hastings, stop by our friends at Bullseyes. They've got a lot going on there. And if you're here in Kearney, this is the place to be. Nebraska wrestling team was in 12th place after the first day of competition. They're underway with quarterfinals and wrestlebacks today in St. Louis. James Green, Robert Kokas, Josh Einan, and James Nakashima made it into the quarterfinal round today, Daddy.
Well, Kokas is a freshman out of South Dakota. I know they have big aspirations for him and coming through for him in the national tournament.
Also, Nebraska baseball, a 9-2 win yesterday. Chad Christensen was a double shy of the cycle, going 3-for-5. The teams play again today. Nebraska-Louisiana Tech, beautiful day for baseball. How can you do it all? Haymarket Park, 135. That's on our radio airways as well, 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And Danny, the Nebraska Baseball Coaches Association has announced their 2011 Coaches of the Year. Jake Wolf of Gretna is the Class B Spring Varsity Coach of the Year. In his first year, he led him to the state tournament. Of course, the Kearney High graduate. And Steve Sponberg of Sutton is the Class C Junior Legion Coach of the Year. He won it when he was at Kearney Runs in Class A few years back. So congratulations to them. The Bertrand girls win the UNK Indoor Track Meet yesterday. Twin Loop wins the boys. The Bertrand boys were fourth out of 19 teams. Class A runs today at 1, C tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., B tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. Soccer and tennis and golf all got underway yesterday as well. And speaking of soccer, tonight, professional soccer at Lloyd Wilson Field in Hastings. The Minnesota Stars FC professional team, an exhibition against the Hastings College men who have been in back-to-back national finals. That gets underway at 7 o'clock.
that's about it for news. Are you done?
It's crazy time. It's absolutely crazy time. All I know is that we're going to do all the basketball, and then tonight you got to watch Spencer Schubert at NTV. He's on hand. He's going to put your pretty face on the television tonight, and he's still looking for that right angle.
Yeah, I know. People can't wait for that, I'm sure. I'm sure people will be glued to their TV sets.
Jeffrey, anything else we need to talk about on the show today? Are you okay? We have got some suggestions before we get out of here. The loser of the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge between me and you, John and Upland, said the loser has to play goalie for a UNK women's soccer practice with no cup.
You know, I'm not afraid. Not afraid of that.
Also, where would you rather be today? O'Neill, Omaha. You've got to throw out Cunningham's because that's where I want to be. But O'Neill for St. Patrick's celebration. Omaha, Chicago. You got the Green River going on. You know, what is the number one destination outside of the Tri-Cities this weekend? If you could just walk into the time tunnel right now, where would you be?
Well, I think that's...
Don't say on the lake fishing either, because then I'll slap you.
No, I was going to say Dublin. I mean, if you're going to pick one place, wouldn't you just like to go in and have a pint?
Chad in Grand Island says, being an O'Neill native and with St. Patrick's Day on the horizon, I began drinking Monday, which explains why I had Wichita State and Long Beach State in the Final Four. Apparently, Chad in Grand Island, Seadog 954 in our contest. Congratulations. There you go. But you can check out how you're doing in the Doug and Daddy H&H Distributing Cunningham's Bracket Buster Challenge by going back to the same place that you entered, and that's ESPNSuperstation.com. Of course, by Monday, we'll be down to the Sweet 16. Hopefully, Nebraska will have won a women's tournament game, and hopefully we will have one of those players for you on Monday's show.
Well, Texas again, kind of climbing their way back in this thing, I believe 28-17 now as they take a media timeout. Getting closer, or at least they're back in it somewhat respectively at this point.
After having just 2 points in the first 12 minutes of the game, Cincinnati 28, Texas 17, a minute 10 to go in the first half. San Diego State 20, North Carolina State 16, and they've got 10 minutes to go in the first half. Creighton, Alabama 12:40. Folks, that's going to wrap it up for another week, and we want to thank Mike and the entire gang here at Cunningham's for their hospitality yesterday and today, and the hospitality is there for you all weekend long. Come down for lunch. They've got great fish. They've got the Journal Bites, pizza, burgers, great specials today, tomorrow. They have St. Jude's breakfast starting when they open up at 7 a.m. tomorrow, and special St. Patrick's Day menu items. The Courtyard is open today and tomorrow. Music from Miles from Dublin tomorrow. Also, you've got Soho Jukebox coming in for music tonight, tomorrow.
I'll play the steel drums.
There's
about
nothing.
12:30 tonight if you're still around.
Keep the shirt on.
I'll keep the shirt on, play the steel drums. That's my specialty.
We want to thank the folks that joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Adam Wilcox, goaltender for the Tri-City Storm, is their home this weekend. Also, UNK football coach Daryl Morris, as they are on their spring break after getting just about half of their spring practices done and still with a lot of work to do. So, everybody, best of luck in your brackets. Come on down to Cunningham's. Enjoy a great weekend here. And, Daddy, we'll see you on Monday. You got a one-point lead on me going into today's games. I'm expected to make that move and be back ahead of you by Monday morning.
You'll probably be back ahead of me in about 45 minutes when these first two games wrap up. So, hey, we'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.